have whatever you want. That's the point of the program, why we call it Free Talk Live, because you can take control of the airwaves. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. All right, so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to continue something that we started on Friday. For whatever reason, I forgot that we had it still to do here, Mark.
Oh, those top ten lists, and actually a top 20 list that we get, they tend to drag on, and we kind of pull them out when we feel like it.
So, what was this top 20 list, Mark?
Well, it was 20 ways to waste your money.
And how far do we get through? What, and it's five?
Number five was the last one we got.
Give me a quick recap on the ones we've already been through.
Now, let's remember, these are tongue-in-cheek, and really the advice is how to save your money, okay?
Right, it's like reverse psychology,
yeah.
Sort of.
All right, so we're going to read the reverse psychology. So they suggest buy new instead of used, especially cars and furniture.
Right.
Number two, carry a credit card balance. That means
carry
it over month to month. That'd be a good way to waste money.
Keep grabbing more interest.
Number three, buy on impulse.
Mm.
Number four, pay to use the ATM. Number five, dine out frequently.
Yeah, and that's a big one for a lot of people.
It's good for you from a health standpoint, too. There's all that extra salt and fat that, they put in the dining out foods that you'll want to dine out because it tastes better.
Mm, it sure does. Yeah. Mark, there was a comment I was saying with Johnson, one of our former co-hosts and graphic guru, website designer. He was talking about...
He can't be a guru until he gets the damn website out.
Well,
okay?
He was making a comment about how surprised he was that people were spending money on something, regardless of what it was, but spending money in this down economy. And I said, look, the economy's not down that far. People are still going out to eat. I mean, as long as people are still going out to eat at restaurants, as long as they can still afford a luxury like that, the economy's doing okay. You know, it's not down that bad.
A lot of restaurants have seen downturns in their income. And
it was
even McDonald's. They expected McDonald's to do very well, and it did in the early portions of the recession. However, people kind of figured out, I can make stuff at home and still save money.
Right now, though, there are plenty of people
still...
They've
had enough of 99-cent double cheeseburgers.
There are plenty of people still going out to restaurants and fast food, and to me that's a pretty significant indicator that we're doing all right. I mean, all things considered, sure, there's been a downturn. I think that's pretty obvious. Obviously, there are a lot of people out there applying for the few jobs that are being made available. But nonetheless, if you can afford to eat out still today, you're doing okay.
Anyways, yes.
Let's go on with the list here, the 20 things that you can do to waste your money.
Well, everybody needs to know things like that. So number six.
What's the source on this, by the way?
This is Kiplinger.com.
Got it.
Number six, let your money wallow. If you're stashing your savings in a checking account or traditional bank account, you're wasting money. You could put it in a high-interest online savings account and get paid to save. You could even get an interest-bearing checking account through such reputable companies as EverBank, Charles Schwab, E-Trade, and ING Direct.
Not a bad idea for those of you that are in the system, but for me, I don't feel comfortable having an interest-bearing account at a bank.
You had one previously.
I had one back when I was paying taxes and stuff like that, but... If you're not going to pay taxes to the IRS, then having an interest-bearing checking account means that the bank will be sending a little update to the IRS every year, letting them know how much interest you've earned.
Yeah, they want to know that. Number seven, pay an upfront fee for a mutual fund.
An upfront fee for – I don't know what that means.
Well, in order to get into mutual fund, you pay a fee to get in it.
So they're saying there are mutual funds wherein you do not pay a fee?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No-load mutual funds.
Gotcha.
Selecting no-load funds, matter of fact, they use the same term. You think they got it from me, can save you more than 5% in sales charges. Of course, no matter how well a fund has done in the past, you can't be sure how it will perform in the future. If you pay a load, you'll begin the performance derby in the hole to the tune of the load. So,
behind the ball.
See the Kiplinger 25 for our favorite no-load funds. Okay. My broker would disagree, I'm sure. Not that I have that much in my IRA anymore, anyway.
I don't know anything about that stuff.
Yep. Number eight, pay too much in taxes on investments. Are you investing in a tax-sheltered 401k or Roth IRA? If you're not maxing out those accounts before you invest in a taxable account, you're spending too much. And this means at the end of when you're doing your income taxes, I believe it's a dollar for dollar that you can put $3,000 away. none of the hosts on Free Talk Live are accountants. They should not be giving accounting advice. However, this is what my belief is that at the end of the year that you have $3,000 you can put into an IRA, and that's $3,000 that you don't pay in taxes. I think it's dollar for dollar. I may be wrong on that. It might be just a write-off.
Again, for people that are actually paying taxes.
I am. Yeah. I mean, I have a family. I'm not prepared to go to jail for you know, my belief that I shouldn't be spending money into a government that uses it to kill people. I would like to do that, but that's not what I can do today.
Well, you can. It's just that it's risky.
It's risky, and I have an agreement with my wife not to.
Ah, remember? Gotcha.
You know, I mean,
no, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, I have an agreement. I mean, I got married. That's an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. Eight, pay too much taxes on investments. Excuse me. Number nine, buy brand name instead of generic.
That'll do it.
From groceries to clothing to prescription drugs, you can save money by choosing the off-brand over the fancy label. In many cases, you won't sacrifice much in quality.
In many cases, I think that the store brand or private label, as they're called, are a lot of the time as good or if not better than the brand name.
That's what they're saying.
Maltomeal. I love Maltomeal cereals. I mean, I'd love to have them as a sponsor on the show, Mark.
The bags.
The cereals that come in the bags. The big bags you can get. Now, there's some of them at the grocery store. Sometimes there are smaller size bags, but at places like Walmart, they're just monstrous. And either way, the price comparison is a big difference between them and the brand that they're borrowing the ideas from.
I agree that those are probably a better investment. And generally, but you know, some people have favorites in foods, and I don't think if you like Kraft macaroni and cheese better than the store brand macaroni and cheese, in my opinion, it is better.
You should buy what you like.
You should buy what you like,
if you can afford it.
Try it and see how it goes. So anyway, clever advertising and fancy packaging don't make brand name products better than lesser known brands.
It's true.
Number 10.
Same thing with, you know, stuff like aspirin. They mentioned prescription drugs, but also just regular over-the-counter drugs. I mean, there are also brand-name aspirins. Yep. And when you listen to the brand-name aspirin commercials, it's funny how they try to position themselves as, Bayer, we're the brand you trust. Really? Why? It's just aspirin. What makes your aspirin so much more trustworthy? Are you telling me that Walgreens or CVS brand is somehow less reliable than your aspirin or your acetaminophen or whatever the product is? Silly.
I think you should get what you get what works best for you. But you know,
aspirin, dude.
Keep the. I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, you know, how many milligrams and what are they checked on? I don't know.
Right. I mean, the chemical is the same chemical.
That's correct.
I mean, obviously, the milligram amount is something different there, and that could be something that varies, I suppose.
Not sure. Waste electricity. Of the total energy used to run home electronics, 40% is consumed while appliances are turned off. Appliances with a clock that operate by remote or
40%.
That's what the claim here is. Typical culprits. The obvious way to pull the plug on your energy vampires is to do just that. Pull the plug. Yep. Or buy a device that'll do it for you, such as a smart power strip. $31 to $44 at smarthomeusa.com.
Okay.
Which will stop drawing electricity when the gadgets are turned off and pay for itself within a few months.
Neat.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I often do leave whatever electronics, you know, the little LED light that's on in there, and I don't know much about it, but 40% seems like a lot.
It seems unbelievable to me. But yeah.
You keep your computers running at all times, right?
Yeah, pretty much 24 hours a day. Yeah. But then again, most of my computers are doing something 24 hours a day.
Not
the main studio computer, but it's just nice to be able to sit down and go right to work rather than having to wait to boot up.
Okay. Pay banking fees. Overdraw your checking account, and you'll pay $20 to $30 a pop. So it pays to keep tabs on your balance. Plus, are you still paying for a checking account? Free deals abound, but make sure that they're really free. For instance, will the bank charge you a fee if your balance drops below a certain level or if you download your info into a personal finance software program? That's not free.
I remember that Julia was telling me that she went to go open a bank account recently, and they were asking her if she wanted to get overdraft insurance. And she just kind of chuckled about that because she had realized that this must be something that a lot of people feel they need because they just can't handle their bank accounts. They can't handle their finances to the point where they're constantly at risk of overdrafts and things like that.
I can tell you, when I used to run my own checking account, every few months, like 3, 4, 5, 6 months, I would run into a situation where I'm just, like, I overdraft. I made plenty of money, but I just overdraft.
How do you do that? I just don't understand. You're just not paying attention?
Well, I you know, put the checks out there, use the debit card.
More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want, just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Starting things out tonight, we've been talking about things you can do to waste your money. And, of course, the other side of that coin is things you can do to keep your money, save your money. Want to hear from you. Maybe you've got some ideas, some thoughts to add to this discussion. 800-259-9231. What are some good ways that you have seen? Well, what are some bad ways that you've seen people waste their money that we haven't mentioned? Or alternatively, what are some great tips you might have to hold on to your money a little bit longer? 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give the features for free, and the wiki is one of those features. It's got over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go there and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, what's a good financial idea?
Well, I've been watching gold and silver recently over the last couple of weeks. Actually, I look pretty much every day and have for, well, months and years. But silver is on its way down right now, and I would assume gold's doing about the same thing. I usually just watch silver. And, you know, now might be a good time to get a few, you know, some coins. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and, you know, it's probably best to get 20 at a time, and that's, I think, the best way to
save
on shipping over there. So go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some of the best prices set out there by Midas Resources. And if you need to know a little bit more about how the Federal Reserve works and why you should be hedging your hedging against inflation in gold and silver, perhaps even you know, speculating on it going upwards, there's a book there called Dishonest Money, which I have read, and I consider it to be one of the most important books I've ever read in my life. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. Let's go to Corby, and we'll continue the list of 20 things you can do to waste your money. Corby's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Corby.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I think Julia covered it last week, but, you know, eating out is very expensive for couples, and if you've got a carload of kids, unless you're going to a pizza place, it probably is very, you know, seeing the bills are in the hundreds of dollars to go out to a nice restaurant. But for a single person, grocery stores are geared up for families. I mean, if I need to buy to make spaghetti or tacos, I've got to go buy cheese that costs $4 and, you know, pasta and meat, and I end up spending $20 to go to a restaurant would cost me $10 or, you know, and it just turns out.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Wait, aren't you talking about making one portion? I mean, if you were to make a full family portion that the recipe calls for, sure, you're going to put some money into the cost of the provisions you'll need to build the meal with. But if you make a large portion, you'll be able to eat that for several days.
Sure. If you make spaghetti, you only need to use as much sauce as you need to use. You only need to use as much hamburger as you need to use. You can keep it frozen. You only need to use as much pasta. It's a dry good. It'll stay right there on the counter.
What happens with that is I end up eating a little bit more, and my dog is very happy. I'm not a big, you know, leftover fan, you know.
You've got a problem with leftovers.
Not to mention
I eat three kinds of food: Mexican, American, and Italian. So daily, I have to pick two that I like. So it's either Mexican and Italian, or Italian and American, or Italian and Mexican. You know, I have very few choices. I'm just a limited eater. So cooking, at least eating out, I have a different restaurant. So, you know, the same, might be three different Mexican restaurants to eat at, or four Italian restaurants. I can switch it up. I cook the same if I cook. So it kind of, I lose out on variety also.
Well, variety is important. You got to want to eat what it is that you're eating. I think if you've got a leftovers problem, then you have a portioning problem, and you need to modify your recipe accordingly. I don't think that most restaurants give large portions anyway, so you still have a leftover issue with going to the restaurants also. I don't think that you can find too many instances where eating out is going to be less costly than eating in. You may be able to pull off the, eating the McDonald's double cheeseburger. I think they call it a McDouble now. The McDonald's McDouble on a daily basis for every meal and then actually save by eating out. However,
that's awful.
I don't know if you'll survive the experience.
I budget $25 a day for food. That's just because I worked at home for 5 years, and if I cooked at home, I was home 24 hours a day if I wasn't out jogging or playing poker or, you know, going out or something. But it also is not just a meal. It's an activity, you know. But to me, I can't stand staring at the same four walls all day long, but that's just my own opinion. But
You know, I've eaten out a great deal just for the purpose that you're talking about, to get out and see a few people and things like that. I understand that reasoning. And you do have to budget for entertainment in your budget, but also too much entertainment's going to make you poor.
I'm not that broke, so I understand. I've been broker where, yes, I do, and I'm losing playing poker or other times, you know, if I'm not working or something, then definitely I do more, you know, TV dinners and those type of things, but I can't cook cheaply. It's just not in my, you know, I guess, repertoire of cooking. But
if you are
way to save money, you didn't really cover was I charge my cell phone and all my little gadgets at work, you know, so my company probably doesn't like it, but it saves me probably $10 a month, you know, my cell phone and my little MP3 players and those type of things. So just one way to save money.
That's pretty unique, and I bet you that's not in this list of ways I guess it's a list of ways to waste money. But thank you, Corby, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I never heard that one before.
It sounds vaguely like an insignificant form of theft. I mean, I don't know how to describe
it.
Otherwise,
give you an outlet, right?
I mean, you know, if you were to go and ask somebody there, hey, boss, is it okay if I bring all my consumer electronics here and charge them up and take them home? They'd probably say no.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission, I suppose.
But that's why I labeled an insignificant form of theft, but it's, you know, a little disturbing, I guess.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but at the same time, if you are...
It's one of the things that they budget for when they hire employees.
I guess, yeah, if you're...
People taking a certain amount of pens and paper clips and things like that.
Sure, and if you're in an office with multiple locations and several of the monitors are being left on overnight, then I don't see what the big deal would be. I mean, if they're blowing money out the door, then you...
I wouldn't feel bad about charging my cell phone there because I use it for company business and I pay for the plan and all that other stuff. You know, when you start to talk about the MP3 player, is that being used for company business? Well, I keep myself entertained while on the road doing company stuff. You know, the areas get grayer and grayer as one goes by, or perhaps whiter or blacker as time goes by.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So I understand where Corby's coming from, the idea that he makes enough money to where he can eat out as often he feels he needs to comfortably, and I think that's great. I think that as long as you have enough money coming in to where you're able to essentially take 20 or 30% or whatever and put it away, and the rest of it you're spending on your overhead to, you know, sustain your life essentially, then okay, I think that's fairly good. But if you're scraping by and you're only able to save, you know, 10% or 5%, then maybe you should be cutting back on the amount of times that you're eating out. But then again, Corby says he can't cook his own meals for cheaper than he can go out to eat them. So I have no reason to disbelieve him in that particular case. If you've got a darn picky eater.
And to the picky eaters out there in the world, I must say, gosh, you must be a load of laughs to hang out with.
Be nice.
No, I'm just, you go to a restaurant, I can't eat here. I had a girl that I used to live with. It's not a girlfriend. And she literally, you know, she just, there was just a few things that she would deign to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know, just watching her make food and being offered the food, and it was so plain and weird, and then going out to eat with her, you know, I got to have this, I got to have that, no, I'm going to send it back because you didn't get it right. Oh, God. Please.
Well, I'm glad that Corby,
this fork in my eye,
I'm glad that Corby and the other picky eaters out there can afford to be picky, right? I mean, how nice that you're so wealthy that you're living in this wealthy society where you can afford to be picky, whereas other people would pick about anything they could find
that
in their mouths. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, VIEWEMUS.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today. And you have to go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get the free audiobook download. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here with the 20 things that you can do to waste your money from Kiplinger's. Mark, go ahead and finish up the list here. What do we got?
I don't know that we're going to finish up the list. We're on number 12.
We're close.
Yeah, so how to waste money. Buy things you don't use. This sounds like a no-brainer to avoid, but how many times have you seen something on sale that you thought you couldn't pass up? Even if something is 50% off, you're spending too much if you don't use it. Couponing, for instance, can be a great way to save on your grocery bills, but if you buy things you wouldn't have purchased in the first place simply for the sake of using the coupon, you're wasting your money. The same goes for buying in bulk. A bargain is no bargain if it sits unused on your shelf
or goes
bad. Thrown away.
Yeah. So if you buy a big old vat of peanut butter, not that peanut butter can go bad necessarily, but
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it can.
I've never had that happen. I'm sure someone has.
Big old thing of pickles or something like that.
I think that
jar of pickles.
Yeah, I've had olives go bad because that, you know, something grows on the brine there on the top, and it's just like, I don't want to eat this.
Yeah.
I think you can. I think that in like real olives somewhere that they do just scrape that stuff off and just call them good. But I don't know. I'm not gonna do it. But
I used to have this problem when I was younger with video games. I would go and I would buy up games that I always wanted to play, but it wasn't, I had moved out of my parents' house for the most part, and I really didn't have the same amount of free time that I had before.
Yeah.
And so I would buy these games just for a collecting purpose.
Yes.
And collecting, I think, is one of those big... they don't mention it in that particular entry, but collecting is a huge problem as far as things you don't use.
Yeah.
Collections, by their definition, are typically things that aren't really used. It's something that sits on a shelf. It looks good. You're proud of it because it's your collection, but what does it really do for you?
It never fills the hole, though. There's always more things to collect, when it comes with collections.
You could collect them all at some point.
But then what? Then you're like, well, what's next?
Right. You've got to move on to something new.
You do, and I'm thoroughly against collections. When I was a kid, I often did that with Star Wars figures. You could just never get all of the Star Wars stuff. They just made so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of my parents' money, my own money, I spent on this. And then one day, I suddenly did not care any longer.
Yep.
And just,
bam.
In a moment, I didn't care any longer. And, my friend told me probably 6 months before it happened, you're not going to care. And I'm like, it's not true. It can't possibly be true.
This is Luke Skywalker, damn it.
I don't know whether it was 6th grade, 7th grade, or 8th grade, or somewhere in there. But I think it was somewhere in that immediate vicinity. Maybe it was 5th grade. I don't know. But I just didn't care at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I moved on to comic books. I can collect all those. Some of the ones, the older ones I got, I didn't even like. I don't particularly like Silver Age comics, but I had to have them because there was, it was the number one, and then I have to get all the ones from here to there. Oh, God. It's just a never-ending hole to throw your money in.
It sure is, and it's something that I personally have tried to stay away from as I've gotten older. I've tried to, resist the desire to collect things. I used to have a Laserdisc collection when I was in the 1990s. I had that. And I spent, Laserdiscs weren't cheap, so, 20, 30, 40 bucks a pop, plus the box sets, which were 180 or more, whatever. And then down the line, I ended up selling them all on eBay for something like 150 bucks. I guess I was lucky to get that out of them, after all was said and done. I had more DVDs in the past as well, and I finally told myself, no, I need to stop buying these things. And I sold off. I think it's important to take the effort of actually selling your collections. That way you can release them, because otherwise they're just taking up space.
I've sold my comic collection, and I got, I think, 4 tires for my car back in after high school or something like that. And
you sold your comic collection, you got 4 tires for your car in return for the comic collection?
That's correct.
Gotcha.
And if I would have just held on to them, just the space to hold on to them, I could have sold them for much more later. So I don't know, maybe.
There have been some times, and there was one recently where I have, and it's been very rare that I've regretted actually getting rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I try.
You love to get rid of things, and you're adamant, almost religious about getting rid of things.
To an extent, I try to assess my stuff on at least a yearly basis and determine what it is that I would feel comfortable with getting rid of, and then I try to also cross into a comfort zone and say, well, I really don't. Even though I feel like I should keep this, I also don't use it, and so therefore it would be better off in someone else's hands, and so I'll get rid of them. In fact, I have a tub full of stuff that I want to just give away to people. Rather than take the time to sell it, I'd rather just hand it off to somebody else that might appreciate it or use it, some old video games and some books and stuff like that. And I think that there's, at one point up here in Keene, where we do the show from, some of the activists are going to get together and do like a free stuff swap, basically. So I think that'll be kind of fun.
You can just do a yard sales. They have multifamily yard sales. Get in there,
sure.
And get rid of stuff that way. I'm not saying that I don't think it's a good idea to get rid of stuff. I often wonder, I've got a friend of mine who hoards stuff. Now he may not be as bad as every hoarder in the world, but
yeah,
he hoards stuff.
Guy.
And I'll tell you what, there's been a couple of instances where I've been like, I need to get what's the thing that water that condenses water out of the air in
water
a dehumidifier.
Condenser? Oh, okay, there you go.
I need a dehumidifier. Sure enough, he goes
into his
shed and pulls out a dehumidifier, and then I say, well, I need to. I live very in close proximity to this fellow. I need to spread some seed and some fertilizer on my lawn. Sure enough, he pulls out a brand new spreader. I don't have these things. I brought a full U-Haul full of stuff up here I didn't have.
Yeah.
I left a bunch of things in Florida. It's just amazing some of the things he has. So, you know, there's time.
There's some value there,
It's a tough thing to be on the horns of, the dilemma of, should I get rid of this or should I keep this? And
I just don't want to be a pack rat. I just don't want to. Like the
and
line
storing
me,
things costs money because you have to keep things in a generally in a climate-controlled area to some extent or another.
Depending.
Otherwise, they decompose. So
right.
It depends on what it is and how you have to store it.
So my regret recently was my Magic card collection. I had, over the years of being a younger man, collected these Magic cards. And at one point, I inherited some from a friend of mine who died, unfortunately.
Mm, that's a shame.
And I just decided that, okay, these cards taking up too much room. Haven't used them in years, because that was kind of my thing, was I would play, I'd bring them out every 3 or 4 years. I'd find somebody who wanted to actually play this Magic the Gathering game, this card game, this neat little strategy card game that's fairly popular and amongst geeky types. And so I would, you know, occasionally encounter somebody, and it was usually my friend who died that I would be playing with. So now he's dead, and I figured, well, the last guy I played with was my friend who's now dead. And all these things have just been sitting here for 3 years since the last time I saw him. So I'll take him down to the card shop and blow them all out the door. And so this is the one time that I can remember actually regretting getting rid of something. Because now I find out that some of the Liberty activists up here in New Hampshire are into this Magic the Gathering game.
Wanting to do it.
And they're out there playing it. And I'm, darn it, because I got rid of everything. I mean, I could have kept 10%.
Yeah.
And sometimes, that's what I've done in some cases. When I've sold off DVDs, I've kept my very, very favorite movies. When I got rid of my Transformers collection, I kept, you know, 5 or 6 different Transformers. And, you know, when I got rid of all my old video games as a kid, I kept, you know, a small percentage, maybe 10% or something like that of the video games. For whatever reason, I just decided, the hell with it, you know. My friend's dead. I'm going to just sell this. Yeah, I liquidated the entire thing. And I could have just kept, like, a deck that I could have played with, but I didn't. So that's the only time that I can recall in recent memory actually kicking myself a bit for simplifying too much. But I still appreciate simplification. It's still something that I intend to continue doing. 800-259-9231. Bit on a tangent there from the original topic of things you can do to waste your money. You can chime in on this discussion, from the wasting money perspective or from the saving money perspective. And how about your life? I mean, have you ever regretted simplifying or getting rid of something? Do you know any pack rats? Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It is that simple. And last month, we did pretty well. In fact, it's going to be getting better here in the next few months, hopefully, for Free Talk Live's Amazon program as the holiday shopping season approaches quickly. You're going to need to do your holiday shopping soon, and that means that you may have to buy things for people that are maybe nearby you, but also people, relatives, and friends that live far, far away. And Amazon, of course, does have gift options, gift wrapping, and that sort of thing. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get all your shopping done, whether it's the stuff you need or the stuff you want or stuff that other people want. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com, and entering through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. As Mark, we continue, the 20 things that you can do to waste your money. And of course, alternatively, the value here is that you shouldn't be doing these things, in case that wasn't obvious enough. Let's continue here. Where are we at?
Number 13. Own an extra car. Okay, so a car is a necessity for most people. But face it, cars are a huge drain. From their loan payments to insurance fees to gas and maintenance costs, own more than one car and you'll double or triple these expenses. Ask yourself...
Unless you own outright, I think that would be a little bit of a better way to do such a thing.
What do you mean?
Well, they mentioned the loan payments, and yeah, if you've got to make two car payments, then you're paying quite a bit of money. But if you've got two cars that you own outright, just two used cars that you own outright, then I think that's a much better financial situation.
It is. It depends on where you live. Some states will... your registration fees are based on how much the car is worth. You know, some people have a second car is kind of like a beater to just drive around. I don't entirely understand that. If you're going to drive around a beater, drive around a beater. Get rid of the expensive car. There's a good way to save some money. Sell it to somebody who wants a nice car. There's kind of the phenomena where you're collecting. One's a collector car, one's sort of the daily driver. Mm-hmm. I had a 76 Eldorado convertible. and it just wasn't a daily driver. It just couldn't handle.
What was it, 6 miles to the gallon or something like that?
It was 6 or 7 miles to the gallon.
You could get almost a better deal out of an RV.
Well, at the time, gas wasn't that much, and you know, I made a great deal of money, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But yeah, you're right. There are RVs that get better gas mileage than my Eldorado did. A front-wheel drive car that weighs 3 tons is probably not a great idea.
Yeah.
So anyway, it would break down on a semi-regular basis. When the times that I did have it as my sole driver, I'd be stranded.
Yeah.
So I had to essentially have another car, and then I knew it had this emotional attachment to it, didn't want to get rid of it, and, you know, so that's kind of tough. However, registration in Florida was relatively cheap, especially since it was an antique car. You can get there's specific antique car insurance that you can get because you don't drive it very far and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll insure it for, instead of replacement value or whatever they decide to insure it for, they'll insure it for whatever you sort of claim it's worth. And that's something to look into, and it tends to be significantly cheaper than regular auto insurance. So, you know, there's things to do there. If you own an extra, it's hard. You cannot tell a person who owns an antique automobile, you should get rid of the antique automobile. They're just not going to do it. So I'm not going to try to give that advice. They're just, you know.
Now, are they talking about here if it's one person owning two cars or two people owning two cars?
That's my impression, is that we're talking about one person owning two cars.
Okay, then that makes more sense to me because I'm thinking about myself and Julia, and we both have two cars, and sometimes it's nice to have two cars if you've got two people.
Well, I think that the first thing that you need to look at is, what kind of car do you need? Do you really need to buy a new car? Who needs a new car?
Well, that was one of the earlier ones, is buying new instead of used. Great way to waste some money. In the world of cars, that's a super way to waste money.
Yeah. Certainly a second car is a big dream.
But thank you for everyone who buys new cars out there, because if nobody bought new cars, then, well, there wouldn't be any used cars to buy. So somebody's got to buy those new cars. Thank you to whoever you are. I've never done it.
Yeah.
I guess if I just had all kinds of money, then it wouldn't matter anymore. But I don't, so I buy used.
I have a friend who has a Jeep, wants a Jeep. Well, he has a Jeep. Sits in his front driveway.
Mm.
It's not registered. It's rusting. And, you know, the tires are dry rotting.
He wants another Jeep?
Well, no, he wants this Jeep. But it has never, it hasn't moved the entire time I've known him.
So he has a Jeep?
Yes.
Okay, why would you say he wants the Jeep if he already has the Jeep?
Well, he wants to have a Jeep.
Got it. He wants to just keep a Jeep, is what you're saying.
Essentially, he's got a Jeep. He's wanted a Jeep. You know, he said he always wanted a Jeep. He's got one.
Now you've got
it. Just sits there. He doesn't do anything with it.
What does he drive?
He drives another car entirely.
Okay.
So he just wants the other car more. And he also has an antique Harley Davidson that's sitting in pieces in his garage.
Hmm.
You know, what's going on here?
Well, some people have their hobby, right? I mean, you've got to have a hobby, don't you? I mean, most people, we're talking about ways to waste money here, but I think that...
hobbies are good ones.
Well, but people need a hobby, right? I mean, people need something to do with their free time, and some people love to tinker around with automobiles.
Here's a thing you can do with your free time. Part out your Jeep and Harley Davidson and put them on eBay and sell the parts to people that will use them.
That might work.
Number 14.
Probably the best way to make the most money out of it, I suppose.
Ignore your local dollar store. Shopping at the dollar store can be a hit and miss, but it's not all kitsch or junk. If you know what to buy, you can find some real bargains. For instance, my local dollar store charges 50 cents for greeting cards versus the $3 plus at the drugstore or gift shop. I have an extended family, so I figure this saves me more than $100 a year.
Great point.
You can also score a deal on cleaning supplies, small kitchen tools, shampoos, soap, holiday decorations, gift wrap, and balloon bouquets.
You can save even more money by not sending greeting cards.
Yes, that would be the sort of thing that you do. Sometimes you need greeting cards, man. There's also certain tools that, you know, that it has. If you're working on cars all day, you don't want to get wrenches from the dollar store. However, if you have a tendency to lose screwdrivers, which I do, I just can't keep those darn things around.
I got a 79-cent screwdriver with multiple heads.
Yes.
At the magnetic tip.
Yeah.
I got that at Big Lots down in Florida for 79 cents or 99 cents, and I still have that sucker. It's great.
You can get some good tools at the dollar store.
Yeah.
15. Keep unhealthy habits. Smoking is not only a bad habit for your health, it burns up your cash. A pack-a-day habit is this is the easy one to know that, you know, this is where your money's running away. If you're smoking a pack of days of cigarettes.
Some people it's two.
Two packs a day. There's I mean, it's about $10-$12 running out the door. If you decide that you just
if it's two packs is $10, okay.
Yeah, but you said two.
That's $3,000 a year.
I don't know how you can get below $5. You may be able to, you know, there's some websites out there where you can order from bulk. Some places and things like that. That's probably the best thing to do. But
around here, we've got some entrepreneurs selling illegal cigarettes.
What do you mean they're illegal?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not illegal, but they're underground cigarettes. How about that?
What's that mean?
Meaning they're rolling their own cigarettes and selling them for less than the price that you would pay.
Tobacco's taxed.
Right, but I'm just saying, as far as saving money on cigarettes, that's one way to do it, is to roll your own, right?
Yeah.
You'll save more money that way.
I suppose, you know, if you're going to smoke, fine. Go ahead and grow yourself some tobacco plants. Then you're not spending $3 a pack that goes to the federal, state, and municipal governments.
Even maybe.
It's at least two, and in some cases, three and four, almost up to four in New York City.
I saw a news story recently about how tobacco growing is becoming more popular now because of all the new taxes.
Absolutely.
It's really taking off.
It's not the growing of the tobacco. Tobacco is a weed. It's the curing, by the way. That's the trick.
Well, people are mastering those tricks because they're sick and tired of paying the taxes. But absolutely, this is a tremendous way to waste money, is to have a vice like that, to where you're just pouring money into it.
Junk food or tanning bed habit can be costly as well, not to mention the money you'll waste on medical bills down the road. Number 16, be complacent about insurance. Your bill arrives early and you pay it without a second thought. When was the last time you shopped around to determine whether you're getting the best deal? Rates vary widely from insurer to insurer and year to year. Reshopping your auto, home, or renter's insurance might save you hundreds of dollars. It also pays to evaluate your insurance needs. For instance, upping your out-of-pocket deductible from $250 to $1,000 can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Consider, I felt like a Geico commercial there for a second. Consider using the same insurer for your home or auto insurance, and you could snag up to 15% off for a multiple line policy.
The bulk buy discounters.
Make sure you're not paying for insurance you don't need. For instance, you need life insurance only if someone is financially dependent upon you, such as a child or spouse. Doesn't work.
How many more do we have?
We got four more.
All right, we're going to continue this in hour number two. Things you can do to waste your money. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can bring up what you want. If you got something to add to the conversation, you're certainly welcome to do that. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and, again, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Hour two's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.